guitar.
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh!
End of line.
Welcome back to the Gamers Haven podcast of lovely Gamers Haven Incorporated. And Nathan has a cat
on his back.
Crawling down his back. It must have been entertaining.
I thought it was a growth.
No.
That's one of the demon cats.
Yes, the Hellcats. Yes. Bye-bye, Hellcat. Anyway... today on our lovely show, we're doing what I'm calling the State of the Podcast Address, and that does not involve us.
4 score and 7 days ago.
No, that was the Gettysburg Address.
Okay, are we going to discuss the economy?
We can discuss the economy, although I think we'll probably lose several listeners if we do so.
Healthcare reform.
We'll lose our 3 listeners that we have. We got nothing, really. No, we're going to talk a bit about what's been going on with the podcast and our website, because obviously, if you are listening to this, you have found our website, or at least found our new feed, because iTunes sucks. Anyway, sucks Smurf. But we will get into that right after this. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items. And Jeremy is very musical today on the Gamers Haven podcast. We are back. Jeremy is humming nice music to himself. Really porn riffs, I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So Jeremy is
amateur
now
porn. You know.
Yes, that's what the new show.
The new show is
the new
all
podcast.
Amateur
all
porn.
About amateur porn.
Background music is constantly going to be bow, bow.
It's mostly videos. I'm not sure how that works on a podcast without video, but.
Yeah. So, yeah, enjoy the porn videos right now. We're showing them to you. See? Look.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Where did the yak come from?
I don't really want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know about the yak, really.
That's all we could afford.
Was a yak?
Great. A yak and...
And a catcher's mitt?
Catcher's mitt.
Oh. Anyway, we have been quite busy lately with a lot of things going on. Obviously, we moved websites from CanadianCrusaders.com, which at the time of this recording, we are recording on, what is today, February 17th?
17th.
February 17th, 2010. It better be 2010, because or else that time machine is messing
Odyssey.
Up.
Odyssey.
2010 is, well, no, 2010 is the year we make contact.
Whatever.
2001 was the Odyssey.
Right. So 2001. Space
then we
got to
wait another 1,000 years for 3001. So yeah.
There was 2031 as well, Odyssey 3.
Oh
yeah,
well.
That's I read that one. That's where they were way in the future.
Yeah, but anyway, at the time of this recording, CanadianCrusaders.com isn't working right now. But I hope to have that redirecting to the new site soon.
We're trying to sort of get that under our new web host. So in case anyone is wondering, nothing untoward happened. We are still affiliated with the lovely guys at Fistful of Comics and with the Vorpal Network and all that. There's actually movement on the Vorpal Network front. So hopefully by the time this comes up, there will be a Vorpal Network site and everyone will, you know, be happy.
Hooray.
But in light of basically a few things, we for one incorporated as business. So we are Gamers Haven Incorporated, a social club. In order to solicit, because we like solicitors. Hey, we like solicitation.
No, we don't like solicit. Sure.
We like solicitation.
We like to. Hey. Yes. Well.
Okay. Wait. No, that could be.
You can send
illegal.
All the solicitation you want to Ethan.
Yes. Anyway. We moved to GamersHavenPodcast.com and took over our hosting responsibilities and incorporated as Gamers Haven Incorporated so we could better organize the CantCon gaming convention with an eye on hopefully doing more events in the future as well. So hopefully it's not too ambitious. Hopefully I'm not digging a big hole for myself because right now my neck is the only one on the line. So Yeah, I know.
Dug that hole.
Yep, it's a big hole.
We'll help with that.
But GamersHavenPodcast.com went through a massive redesign, sort of cleaned it up.
Metamorphosis, you might say.
It transformed. It was more than meets the eye. Well, the old site was kind of too flashy and had too much stuff going on in it. I just didn't like how it looked.
Like a caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly.
Exactly.
Before I get stepped on.
Plus, we've also registered CantCon.com. As well, so for CantCon information, and it's just got a bare bones thing up right now, but it will have more soon. But as far as state of the show, we're still here, we're still going strong. Our
we've
site
all just been so ungodly, incredibly busy.
Yes, yeah, some of us more so than others.
Some of us are sick and dealing
yes,
with
there is that.
Now what appears to be possibly mono. So
woohoo! Get away from me! Stop kissing me!
No tongue kissing for you, Ethan.
Nuts, man. I was hoping for that tonight.
Yeah, what can I say?
I'm leaving now.
Well, you were the one who wanted to do the porn cast.
Yeah, that was with a yak and a catcher's mitt.
Yes, but now with it, now when it's
thank you,
me and Nathan, it's totally wrong.
It's totally wrong.
Okay, you heard it here, folks. Well, the new site has forums. That's right. We have forums.
Nobody's on the forums. But we
well,
have,
as
we
of tonight, we have 9 whole members, including ourselves.
Yeah.
So, other than people I've solicited to come to the forums, I think that makes about 3 members that have joined the forum. So, I want to say a personal shout out and thank you to our 3 our members of the forums. And as long as this is feasible, I'm going to do this. To Doomsday 2012, hopefully Doomsday is not in 2012, but if it is, we've got 2 years to make an imprint, so, and have a lot of fun.
Maybe he time-traveled back to 2010.
He or she, you know,
or she.
Doomsday 2012.
It
could be an entity. It could even be, you know, an alien.
An alien
Doomsday
entity.
2012, if you're an alien.
Send us
pictures, yes.
Not gross pictures, though. You have
no, gross. We don't like gross pictures.
But alien pictures.
You know, and you could email us or call our voicemail line at 877-416-1270.
And the first person who emails me still gets a giant
yes.
frog.
Yes. As of the recording, Nathan has not received an email at nathan@gamershavenpodcast.com. So no one has gotten that giant frog. Even Jeremy doesn't have a giant frog yet.
Not yet.
He keeps demanding one.
I told him to have a Bufo Americanus. I put it up on the website for him.
I know.
I demanded a giant frog.
Jeremy thinks demands will get him far.
I demand a giant frog.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. Now, the voicemail, we did get a voicemail, which we'll be playing later, that will get a giant frog. I'll have
we
to get in touch with him.
We promise that the phone number is not porn number.
It better not be. I'm paying $2 a month for that thing.
Burmer. Burmer. Burmer.
Ah, dang it, Jeremy. Anyway, Doomsday 2012. Welcome to the Gamers Haven
Forum.
And then we got shortly after Doomsday joined. Who Doomsday? Did you kill Superman too? Or try to?
In the future.
We got Mosey. So
he moseyed on over.
He moseyed on over and said hi. And we like that. Because hi, Mosey. How you doing?
Is he from 2013?
Maybe, or maybe from 2011 if Doomsday is 2012. You know, there is that.
Well, there might be life after Doomsday.
Hello, Mosey. Thank you for joining our forums.
Yes, welcome.
My brother, well, he had to get on there just because it's my brother. Anyway, and then Chef Gibbs. So I say Chef Gibbs, and if anyone who watches NCIS knows Gibbs in that show, I think of him in a chef's hat. And that's just amusing because he would probably kick the crap out of me for thinking that.
What's even worse is when you say chef and then Gibbs, I see him in that chef's hat going, "Gurdy birdy, cooking the fish."
Yeah, yeah. I would pay to see Mark Harmon doing that. I think that'd be
that
amusing.
That would be awesome.
I would post that on the website. I would.
He could put it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to the guy because when I did the guest spot on Chronic Rift not too long ago, one of the guys in the discussion is one of the actors who is on NCIS Los Angeles. So I'm gonna see if maybe he can hook that up. Maybe
yeah, have
that would be
people
freaking
talk to
sweet.
His people and
yeah,
get that going.
Yeah, he's apparently there. I haven't watched the show yet. I'm waiting for it to come out on DVD. But he is apparently the tailor in the show. He's the one who makes all the costumes and the outfits for everyone. So
really, if he wanted to,
mm-hmm.
he can make all sorts of interesting costumes.
Yes.
Like a chef's outfit.
Like a chef's outfit for Mark Harmon. Or really, a chef's outfit. At this point, I'd just take a chef's outfit. You could, if it's easier, you could just throw it on Chris O'Donnell. We could get him on YouTube or videotape
hilarious.
Him, and we'll get that on.
Or just
too,
the whole, so. How about the whole cast?
Or the whole cast.
In chef outfits.
Or Nathan Fillion. Nathan Fillion would be awesome.
And that gentleman's name's Arne Starr, by the way. He's an actor out in Hollywood, so. I doubt he's listening to this, but hey,
he
was a very nice gentleman.
There's also other members on the forum is Celine.
There's Celine S. Sauve, who is my cybernetic significant other. Yes.
And then, of course, there's you, Jeremy, and I.
So
she's robotic?
Yes, she's entirely a robot.
She's not one of those Roxy things, is she?
God, no. I have I have much better taste than that.
Oh, God.
She's at least a replicant.
Great.
Which one, Nexus 5 or Nexus 6?
Nexus 7, thank you very much.
Oh. You win next gen.
Hell yeah.
They're just going to nuke the world.
Evie, by the way, is a Nexus 8.
Oh, well, that's good. She's a cat. So.
Yeah, all the Nexus 8s are all animals.
Still going to nuke the world.
You can love a cat, but you can't
love a cat.
So that's just illegal in 48 states.
What two states is it not illegal
maybe
in?
Maybe even 50. I don't know, Alabama. Kansas.
I'm pretty sure it's legal in Kansas. We lost all of our Alabama fans, and
we had fans in Alabama.
No.
Whoa.
I was gonna say, don't they think that playing role playing games is like
our show's
of
probably
the devil?
Illegal in Alabama.
Yeah.
Our
probably.
Show is illegal here in Kansas. What are you talking about?
It's like dancing. It's not allowed.
Dancing.
Yes, got Celine S. Sauve on the forum. She was the second member to join. In fact. Then, of course, there's this dweeb guy named Vocarious and Nathan Tolbert. We won't talk about them.
Right.
And then...
I think you'll get a bat.
Just had our buddy Nick joined Yoda844. So I doubt Nick listens to the show either. You need to get on him for that.
Hey, I sent him the... I told him I wasn't going to zip file any of my Northern Territory stuff. I was just going to put it on the site, and he had to go through the link.
Mm-hmm. And he did, and I've given him permission to see said Thera forum. So
maybe he'll actually put something on the forum. He's kind of busy, so I doubt it.
Yeah, we're all busy. Anyway, our forums are up. You can get to them from GamersHavenPodcast.com. We've got little nooks in there for the episodes, for actual play shows, some snippet review stuff, which we need to sort of sit down and actually do some more. We need to record a snippet on that out of the box stuff we tried out.
We need to actually play the other stuff first, though.
Yes, but we can do it at least on the two that we did play.
Yeah.
Or at least the word on the street, I think we could probably get a good one.
Street, yeah, we could do that.
Because that was all fun.
The other ones could be fun, but
not. There's also some game-specific chat, like for D&D, Savage Worlds, Call of Cthulhu.
And keep in mind, if you visit the forum, since there's so few people, most of the conversation is kind of ridiculous.
It's kind of just ridiculous, and me, Jeremy, and Nathan talking back and forth.
So,
but hey, come in and start a conversation.
Yeah,
you know?
start a serious or semi-serious conversation.
You know, all forums
we'll
have to start somewhere,
fun
and we.
Of you, but
I totally
we'll make
want
fun
you
of you in a serious
to,
sort of way.
Yeah.
Forums but... twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Mm-hmm. So if there are any posts, any new posts, I reply to them.
Don't forget about our blogs.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. Also on the forums are stuff for our three-parters, new gamer stories, news, shameless plugs, rants, raves,
I do want to see more
reviews, etc.
I want to see more NPCs.
Yes, we do have we've got character for if you've got an NPC you want to tell us about, or just really if you've got a character you want to tell us about,
NPC.
Go to the We've Got Character forum and let us know.
Shout out.
Then of course there's campaigns. We actually have a section set up for play by post if people are looking for a place to do play by post. We are, after all, a gamer's haven.
Right.
So please, if you want to run a play by post, you are more than welcome to come over to our forums and post stuff on there.
I will probably never visit that particular one.
To each their own. Also, we've got a campaign chronicles section for people who want to talk about their campaigns. Yeah. So whether ongoing campaigns or campaign ideas they have. I think that's what we've got right in there right now is basically some campaign ideas that have been generated that we've had at some point in our lives.
And
so,
feel free to curse all you want because you'll just get smurfed back.
Yes. The forum self-censors right now. I've put the nasty words in there from what I can think of. So
don't be a dick, though. We will kick you off.
Yeah, yes. And don't be stupid like me, and to emphasize something, capitalize it, because sometimes it doesn't catch it, and so you're sitting there looking at your post going, that was supposed to be smurfed out.
We do want
to
keep it clean, obviously.
We are a gamer's haven.
We don't want to throw anyone off by language barriers, so...
keep the politics fantasy politics.
Well, yes. There's also a forum in there for if you're looking for a game, if you're looking for a game to join in your area, or, you know, obviously we only have 9 members. We don't have that big of a, area to look in. But, hey, I'm looking to the future, you know. Plus, there's a forum in there if you guys want a place to try to buy or sell some of your stuff.
And right now, if you're from Canada and join in the next 30 minutes, you'll get a free membership.
Yes, you'll get a free membership. Then, of course, there's the CantCon forum. So,
30 minutes from when you listen to this.
Yes. But speaking of membership in the Gamer's Haven, since we are a social club now, you can actually petition us for membership. And you will get a membership is entirely free. Doesn't cost you $0.01.
But if you're from Canada for the next 30 minutes...
It's even more free.
It's free.
Yes. What you do is you go to the site and click on the join button at the bottom of the sidebar, and you have to be sponsored by a current member. Now, how do you get sponsored by a current member? Well, go to our forums and start chatting away, and
or email
one
of
us. Or email one of
Bribes usually work.
Yeah.
Say we're cool.
Or hit the contact us button.
Yeah,
and,
that works.
You know, email us and say, I want to be a member, and one of us will probably go, okay. And
we'll sponsor
and
you.
Sponsor you for membership. So
we will ask a couple questions.
You'll get a nifty membership certificate with your name on it,
right?
And your membership number. Plus, you'll get our membership handbook,
right?
All in PDF format for Starling for free. This
all
doesn't cost
free.
You a single penny. Yes. So
we should come up with a membership questionnaire.
Maybe.
Like 3 questions.
Like something out of, what is your name? What is your favorite color? What is the airspeed velocity?
Are you a Nazi?
No, that could be offensive.
Because if they say yes, they don't get off.
Which is that. Anyway, also on the site, you will find blogs. Each of us has a blog on the site. Plus, there's a sort of communal blog called the GM's Corner that we've put up. And obviously, there's not a whole lot of activity on it quite yet.
It's
but
brand new.
But
I have 2 blogs posted already.
Uh-huh. And
surprisingly, apparently my thought on what a blog was different from everybody else's. I went around the internet looking the other day, and everybody's blogs are short, like a paragraph. Or like 3 or 4 sentences. Mine's like 2 pages.
My attention span.
Do what you want to do with it, man. I mean,
mine's like a life story of an ant in slow motion.
Uh-huh.
They're huge. I look at it and I go,
do what you
maybe
want.
I should
smaller. It is your blog, completely under our control. We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. We have the technology. But no, we all each of us have blogs on the website, so you can go and listen to us. You know,
rant
talk
about.
Talk and rant about stupid things and how much we hate iTunes and Apple customer service because they are of the devil.
Ask him about the iPad.
Yeah, oh, the iPad, the the iPad
female sanitary,
the female sanitary device. Yeah.
What? I honestly have to ask, what were they thinking?
Obviously, they weren't. This is probably one of those situations where they said, "That's a cool name," and then they put it out there, and someone in the company went, guys.
The Eye Feminine Hygiene Product.
Sort of like here in Kansas City when we debuted the new soccer team and called them the Wiz.
The Wiz.
Yeah.
Wiz and the iPod together.
They later changed the name to the Wizards. Because after radio stations started saying, and the Wiz, and playing a flushing sound. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the Comets? Didn't we have the Comets around here?
I don't know. Most of the Comets were really last.
I don't remember. I remember seeing, we're talking soccer. I know sports on the Gamer's Haven.
Not mine. Hey, that reminds me. Oh, maybe I should wait.
What? For random encounters?
Sure.
Okay.
You want to jot it down?
And then no.
Okay.
I'm going to totally forget, and that makes it funny.
Well, then talk about it right now.
Oh, Blood Bowl's out.
Yes, I know.
The computer game Blood
Bowl. Oh, yeah.
It's $20.
Dark Elves included.
It's $20.
Well, it wasn't $20 at Best Buy, but everything's expensive.
It was. I saw it
at... It was $30.
I saw it at EB Games, or GameStop, sorry. The name had changed.
Oh.
It's $19.99.
Yeah, I may have to pick that up in the future, because it looked really amusing.
It looks funny as all get out.
And I like how it says, Dark Elves included.
Using that as a segue into supporting the Gamers Haven.
Segue!
Yes, we are still part of the Vorpal Network. And so, you know, please listen to the other Vorpal Network
shows.
Yes,
our sister podcast.
But we conquered our
We are in the process. Vorpal's in the process of doing a few things I can't really talk about, but we may be expanding and getting some more members.
It's
so,
a secret.
It's a secret, yes. Anyway, on our website, we also have a support section now where you can donate money to us, you know, and to our fat coffers and whatnot. There's just a support page. And I don't like going to a website and seeing 40 bajillion ads everywhere.
Please donate to us. Support us.
What I did is that we just have a support page, and that's the only page I put our affiliate stuff on and our support stuff on, unless we have a current sponsor, in which case those banners are all over the site.
So at this point, we haven't sold them.
Well, our current sponsor is Noble Knight. So
yeah, but
who's really? It's a really cool website.
But we just said there are ads everywhere, so therefore we haven't sold out.
Right, but you can go to our support page. You can donate any amount. There's a donate for $1, donate $5, donate $10, or you can subscribe to the show if you wish and pay $1 a month. So and that all of that just goes to, you know, keeping us afloat and to hosting the site since we're paying for our own stuff now. Yeah. So.
And the website, whereas it's not bad, it's you might be surprised with how much it costs to host a website for a year.
Yeah, you know, especially since I've got three. Ooh, did I say three? I did say three. Yes, three different website addresses registered, and so far you only know of two of them.
Oh,
so dear. I'll leave that out there, just sort of lingering.
So you have a special site with special ads?
Yes, it's the porn site.
Ah.
But we also are on several affiliate programs on our support page as well, which got a lot of banners just to click to go to various stores around the web, where we get a little cut of the stuff, including Noble Knight Games, RPG Now. That's where our link is for them now.
Yeah, RPG Now is awesome.
Yes, so I mean, if you go to RPG Now through the link there, please do. We've also got, we're also affiliated with, we have an Amazon, we have an Amazon store, but that's sort of in the actual, merchandise and whatnot. I'll get into in a minute. Audible, got a couple others like Entertainment Earth, Constructive Playthings, Gamefly,
you know who I think
Shop
would be
HBO,
really awesome?
Star Wars Shop. And what you guys sort of reminded me of was, we are an EA store affiliate too. So
EA Games.
Mm-hmm. I haven't put that up yet because they just sent me the stuff saying you're on. We're also PopCap Games affiliate. So.
Awesome. Everyone out
there, go through our
website and get Plants and Plants vs. Zombies.
If you want to support us, if you would be so kind, hit our support stuff and see if there's something there you want to look at and just click on it and that's it. I'm really not going to be one to push that a lot. So
yeah, Drive Through RPG is like awesome. Noble Knight Games, if there's something old that you can't find anywhere else,
mm-hmm. but they're pretty good.
Odds are they've got it.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the collector's box set of Chill, the second edition Chill, mm-hmm. and they had it for like, I think it was $35. That thing, the last time I saw it go on sale on eBay, ended up selling for $600.
The other nice thing I found is they have uncommon and common lot, random lots of D&D minis for like $25 or $40 or something like that.
And I'm hoping there'll be more and more because of the new stuff coming out.
Well, and that, and with WotC not renewing the Star Wars license, some of those minis might be popping up too.
Yeah, that's I am kind of disappointed that WotC's not renewing the license. I understand they're probably not making any money off of it. They're probably losing money.
They cited saying the economic downturn and whatnot. It's just
too expensive.
It looks to me it's too expensive. It's not making the money that they need to support it, really.
I'm not
making enough money.
I am not surprised because I'm guessing that the
licensed products are a pain in the butt to get out because you have to go through several layers of approval.
I understand, with most Star Wars products, they have to be approved by Mr. Lucas himself, which means that book had to cross his desk and he had to look at it and go, okay, that's fine. Yeah, that probably takes a good deal of time.
Anyway, more self-promotion here is we do have a web store now. I want to point out that we do have an Amazon store that does have role-playing and board game and card game stuff in there. It's usually stuff we've talked about on the show. It's even got some DVDs and some video games and stuff like that. But we still really want you to support your local game store. If it's a good game store, if it's a friendly local game store, go to it and use them. You know, I mean, we use our lovely Tabletop Game and Hobby, which we love.
Oh yes.
Really, people should just come down here. And
just all hop in a plane or a boat
or a bus
train,
or whatever
or a bus.
Camel,
come down here
horse.
To Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come down to Gamers. Come down and say hi to the Gamers Haven.
Yeah.
Here in Olathe, and then from here, commute
to
Tabletop Game and Hobby and buy all your
gaming
gear there.
For those of our fans that are out in the middle of nowhere or do not have a game store that is worth their time, that is not a good store,
or that mistreats its customers, because
which
seems
is
to be
not a good store.
Thing
to hear about. You can hit our web store and pick up some products that way. If there's something that's not listed there and you can wait, you know, let us know and I'll try to post it up there for you.
Another thing, doesn't pause it for a second.
Thank you.
All right, after that brief interlude, I'll be brief. Let's see.
Yes, we should like insert an intermission song.
The Monty
from
Python intermission. Yes. So we were talking about our web store, and other than the Amazon store, we actually do have a merchandise store that comes through Cafe Press and Printfection. So you can get our lovely shirts, hats, dog bowls. We got shirts in all shapes and sizes. Jackets,
some with arms,
etc. Some with arms, some without arms. Hats, bags. We got tons of bags. Actually, we got the canvas bag, the messenger bag, beach tote, gym bag, jumbo tote bag, etc. Plus some other groovy stuff like can coolers and beer steins. So you know,
everybody knows
and
you, have
and you
to
too
have a beer
can
stein.
Have the Gamers Haven glass cutting board. That's right. Did we have a Gamers Haven glass cutting board? That's how awesome we are. But anyway, that's all pretty the standard stuff that we've got. So, not much else as far as what's on the new site. It's all pretty basic. If our wonderful listeners have anything to say about the site, please let me know. Ethan at gamershavenpodcast.com. So,
or you can email any one of us, and we'll
there is that.
Send it to Ethan.
That's true. Because still, the first person to email, you know, Nathan.
Yeah, gets a giant
gets
toad.
Gets a giant frog.
It's a toad.
Other than Jeremy. Because, you know, Jeremy can't just email.
Technically, it is a toad, judging... Oh. Shut up.
Nathan is telling things to shut up.
Yeah, my phone.
Well, I think the other thing as far as what I want to let people know about is we are... I am trying to get us in on more interviews. So we actually have an interview up that I did with Monty Cook just recently. It is on the website now. I'm going to be interviewing some more people soon. So keep checking the website out for that as well. So there is that. So you'll be seeing a few more interview type of things and some special releases from the Gamers Haven coming up. So keep checking. We'll be back after this.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. Can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
And we are back, and today on the lovely three-parter, I've got a rave, as does Jeremy, and
or
I might
review.
Pipe in a rave review, whatever, on a few things. I've got a rave about an old TV series, and Nathan has a little bit of what we're into. So we will start off with my rave real quick. So.
Once my perfect world was gone, I knew you ruined everything. Nicest way.
The Rave.
All right. Well, today on my rave, I'm going to talk about an old British TV series. Now, everyone has gone out, hopefully everyone's gone out and seen the new Sherlock Holmes movie starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law. Well, if not, it's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray on March 30th. So
I'll probably pick it up.
I have already pre-ordered it, actually. So I liked the movie. Anyway, it got me remembering about an old TV series. And really, everybody remembers the old series with Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. Now, Basil Rathbone is fabulous, but Nigel Bruce as Watson was absolutely stupid because,
who was an idiot?
Because he portrayed Watson as a complete moron, which was dumb. Anyway, I do like Basil Rathbone a lot. But in the mid-80s, about 1985 to 1995, there was a television series that was shown on ITV in Britain called... that had several different names as the series went on, but it was... The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
The new Case Mysteries of Sherlock Holmes.
What was the... No, it actually went The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes into The Return of Sherlock Holmes into the Casebook of Sherlock Holmes into the Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes. Anyway, it was starring a British actor by the name of Jeremy Brett, and it had two different Watsons. There was one Watson in the first series, and then the last three series it was someone else. I think they did that to portray, because between the first and second series, 3 years had gone by. But it was the second one was Edward Hardwick, who is the sort of Watson you sort of grow to love.
Yeah, fantastic.
Anyway, it was an hour long a mystery series. Obviously, it's Sherlock Holmes. And if you liked the movie with Robert Downey Jr., there's a lot of the Jeremy Brett Sherlock Holmes in there. The Jeremy Brett Sherlock Holmes was completely approved and completely sanctioned by the estate of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And it was an absolutely fabulous series. It followed the stories more or less chronologically. They made some changes because every medium does that. But it was very respectful to the original material. It was Jeremy Brett as Holmes was absolutely brilliant. Unfortunately, he died in 1995 shortly after completing the fourth series. And they chose not to go on because obviously he was Holmes at that point. But it was a really good series. The whole series is available on DVD, and it's a fairly expensive set. But I will also point out that anyone who has Netflix can actually watch the entire series on Netflix. Watch it now, and also get it through their regular Netflix stuff. But it is an absolutely fantastic series with some great acting, some great storytelling, and if you liked the new movie with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law. It's definitely a show I think you would really enjoy. I remember watching it when I was a kid, on and off, and not being horribly interested in it because, I was a kid. But it was shown on PBS when they were showing Mystery. And originally,
I miss Mystery.
Well, I remember Mystery when it was originally hosted by Vincent Price before he died, and then after that, it was hosted by Diana Rigg. And that was a great show because you got exposed to...
It was
to,
creepy at the beginning.
Well, it was Vincent Price.
Right.
And you got exposed to Sherlock Holmes, Poirot. Cadfael.
Cadfael.
But those,
I mean,
Cadfael. They're all great shows from the British mystery shows that are just absolutely fabulous. And I really want to... I've rediscovered the Poirot series is really good, but I didn't really think about the Sherlock Holmes series until I saw the movie, and I've now since gone back and I've watched all of the Sherlock Holmes, and they are absolutely fantastic. If you are at all interested in Sherlock Holmes, they're all interested in watching a really good series featuring some great acting and some great and just some great storytelling, I highly recommend Sherlock Holmes, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, and that series from ITV. It's actually put out by a company called Granada. And it's just an absolutely great series. And in fact, the ironic thing is watching the series, when I got to the third series, the Casebook, Jude Law makes an appearance. He's actually in the show, a very young Jude Law, as a small part, which I thought was really kind of interesting. And there was also an episode with James Purefoy, who people might recognize, or would recognize. He's probably not a name people recognize, but he is going to be Solomon Kane. And also he was in that television show Rome as Mark Anthony. So it's a really good show. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I couldn't rave about it more. So
Check it out.
Once my perfect world was gone, I knew you ruined everything in the nicest way.
The Rave.
All right, I'm doing a review slash rave, actually, about the Song of Ice and Fire saga.
By George R.R. Martin.
By George R.R. Martin. And I've got to say, I read the actual Game of Thrones way back when, and I enjoyed it immensely. His style was a bit different than I was used to, basically focusing on one character each chapter from their point of view. But luckily, Ethan picked up the rest of them, so I've been also devouring them after...
I listened to the first three books on audiobook and was... Well, I listened to the first book on audiobook and basically got hooked.
Right. And if you have not tried this series, you should.
And I would say, if anyone is into audiobooks, the audiobooks for the first three that are out are absolutely fantastic. They're like Harry Potter level of good.
I really like them because they take what I almost... I would say is a... as close to a real medieval world, and then add magic to it in such a way that is very, very neat. It is
very rich.
It is fantasy, but not high fantasy per se, yet.
Yes.
And
it's working on it.
If you like military or medieval military politics, tactics, well, most of the battles aren't actually...
I would say entirely if you like Dragon Age. Dragon Age really reminds me of the Song of Ice and Fire
you
stuff.
You have to get used to some of the gaps, though, because sometimes when he jumps from one character to the next, you got to keep in mind that it's from their point of view.
Right.
So... they
so he could be going
things.
Slightly back in time. So
right.
Time sort of jumps around just a little bit.
Time jumps around.
But it's not... I didn't find it distracting, though.
Oh, so. No, it's not distracting. It's just a little bit different. And sometimes he leaves things up to your imagination.
Right.
So there may be a battle that you won't hear about for quite a few chapters because no one that you actually are with were in it. The characters he generates, you do grow to... you love to hate... most of them. Most of them are very petty.
He does a really good job of taking characters and making you
just...
Yes.
But a lot of them, for all their pettiness...
He's a bastard.
They do have a very... They're very human. Because for every monster, even the monsters have good qualities, or if not good qualities... they have something that makes them human.
Something
really, and there's not a lot like monster type of stuff. It's usually other humans or villains.
Mostly it's other humans.
But there are,
there are
other things that pop up now and again, and they are messed up and weird.
Magic in this world is just coming back. It's very vicious. It's
just
very,
very
nasty.
Strange.
You should also mention the fact that you shouldn't get attached to any of the characters.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. You're gonna.
Yeah.
You're gonna.
And it's gonna hurt.
Writing is so good that you get attached
but,
to them.
For example, you know, the first book, I'm not going to go into it, but the first book is a great example of that, where you get connected to a character and suddenly they're no longer with us. But he also does a great job of connecting, one, just the noble families.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's got a really deep history to this. I mean, you can tell he really wove it together.
I like how he, and I had never heard this, but it makes a lot of sense and it's really neat. The peasantry, they call them the small folk, and that really fits with how people acted
how
in
like
nobles, a medieval society. And at first, you don't really see much of the small folk. Now, in the third book, on the Storm of Swords, you start seeing more and more of them.
Right.
And it is getting to the point where it's more the lowly are becoming heroes throughout. But it's very human. You're not going to have... the heroics are... what I would consider real-life heroics before the magic's put in, meaning if you have a knight who defeats three or four guys, that's pretty heroic. Because battle in this is just vicious. It's just crushing, people are killed back and forth, people are put to the sword, villages are burnt. It's just, it's so in depth. Mm-hmm. The land itself is great. The family lineages throughout, all the political stuff, and it's not. It's the nice thing is it's complex, but it doesn't make your brain hurt.
Yeah. And George R. R. Martin is very deep, very into gaming as well.
And what's cool is, unlike, okay, and I'm a big fan of the Robert Jordan books, mm-hmm. Which the new one came out, which I need to get that. But I was kind of concerned that maybe as books went on, he'd kind of go that route, where every time you ran into somebody from a certain land, mm-hmm. they'd discuss their clothes all the time. No. It's all very, once he establishes a character type, it's pretty straightforward from then on out.
Right.
This is a, you know, a such and such person and so on. He also has cultures that really reflect real world cultures with a twist. So you can actually look at this and say, hey, this is, you know, medieval Europe, and this is mm-hmm. possibly the you know, India or wherever, you know, Asia. So I recommend it for anybody. It really, I think, will also, if you're thinking about running a game,
oh yeah,
this will help you quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
You should mention that there is a Song of Ice and Fire role-playing game that's put out by Green Ronin Publishing.
So. I don't know much about mm-hmm. it.
There's an old D20 version, I get old, quote-unquote, now, that was put out by Guardians of Order. Good luck in finding that. Which was, I think that one was just called Game of Thrones. And the one put
there's
out
a card
by...
Game.
Yeah, there's a card game by Fantasy Flight. There's also a
which
board
is
game
actually
by Fantasy
the,
Flight.
The card game I've actually played, and the card game is really good.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
a bit complicated, but it's...
Yeah.
It's Fantasy Flight. What do you expect?
I've got the board game, but I haven't played it. And the board game is sort of a strategy game type of thing. And it's also put out by Fantasy Flight, and it just got reprinted. So.
I just like how the people are human.
But as we were sort of talking, HBO has optioned pilot for it and has it's finished filming. It's in post-production.
Right.
That was filming off in Scotland, I believe.
Wow, not New Zealand.
No, it's a co-BBC production and whatnot.
Excellent.
It's like basically the crew that worked on Rome. So I mean, you know, it's got some heavy stuff.
Well,
it's got Sean Bean is in it. So
that's cool.
Amongst
awesome.
A lot of others, they really went all out on some of the casting.
Well, and the thing that
makes me happy because I hope it doesn't suck.
The thing that makes these books so nice is since the humans are so human,
mm-hmm.
you actually can put yourself in their shoes.
Yes.
Yes, it's a different time, and some of the stuff is kind of weird to us, but it's human. Unlike in some books where, hey, it's neat that they're talking about the elves or the dwarves or whatever, but it's difficult to put yourself in those shoes. So when there are monsters, the few and far between at this point, they are horrifying. So check it out, Song of Ice and Fire. There is a quick, for the game itself, there's quick start rules.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have some of those at some point. I have some of those. So I guess, you know, you could try that out, tell us how it is, but definitely check out the books and the audio books.
Yes, the audiobooks are quite good. There's actually some early ones that are based off the cassette readings that are okay, but there's the newest ones are just fantastic.
For me, I like audiobooks for like if you're driving, but I really like good book. So, I'm halfway through the Storm of Swords, and you will find yourself, you know, oh, I like that character, or I hate that guy. You know, it's just great. So. All I got.
Yeah, and he's currently working on the fifth book, A Dance with Dragons, which is now like 2 years late. So hopefully he's working diligently and we'll get it out. But you know what?
Don't rush him. We'll force him to have a heart attack. And
according
then like
to
the Wheel of Time series.
Yes.
We want George R. R. Martin to stay around for a long time.
I mean, looking on his website, he's still hard at work on it. And his blog, he posts now and again on it saying that he's, you know, he's basically working with the, he calls it the monster timeline. So, I mean, he really wants this to fit together right. So I would rather that he do it right.
Yeah.
I wish it was all done now and I could read it all right now.
How
but
how old is he and what is his health level?
That is the question, yes.
George R. R. Martin? I think he's in his 40s.
That is something 40s. You should put on his website. What is his hit points at,
yes.
as well as health status? Does he have anything we should be concerned about? Because, you know, when Robert Jordan kicked the bucket.
Let's see. He was born in 1948.
So he's in his 70s. He's 70 now.
Yes.
Well, no, he's 60. 60.
I hope you take lots of copious notes and never die.
At
he's
least
62.
Until the books are done.
Until the books are
your
done.
Your immortality
yes.
depends on the books. So
we will find you the
books.
Philosopher's Stone.
No kidding.
As you write books, you live long. So
yes,
keep
but
writing
no, they're
books.
They're excellent books. I was really, really.
I am happy
them,
with
so.
This series a lot.
It's
yeah, have you guys
cool.
read any of his other books?
I haven't yet.
No, but I want to now.
So. I've see, I didn't actually read. I didn't read A Game of Thrones until my friend Rowan pointed me to it, and that was. Probably 2004.
Okay.
Well, did you
throwing,
read
2003, 2004?
Did
somewhere
you read
in that range.
Dream Songs?
No,
because that's his other series in here.
Well, he's got other series.
Well,
in
yeah, but I mean, this is just listing off of here. It's yeah. Dream Songs, yeah. Volume 1 and Volume 2.
George R. R. Martin also edited and correlated the Wild Card series,
yeah,
the
here
superhero
we go.
Novels, which are supposed to be quite good as well. I might have to read those too.
Song of Ice and Fire,
which were based on his, which were based on his Champions
Windhaven.
Game.
I've read
yeah,
Windhaven,
Dying
and Fever
of the
Dream.
Light, mm-hmm. Windhaven, Fever Dream, The Armageddon Rag.
I haven't read The Armageddon Rag or Dying of the Light, but I've read
no.
Fever Dream and Windhaven.
Dead Man's Hand.
If anyone has anything to say about the lovely George
Let's see.
R. Martin or
Dream
his stories,
Songs Volume One,
hit
volume
our
two.
Forums, hit our
Those
forums.
Are novellas.
A Song of Laya and Other Stories.
We need to move on. So
no,
we're going
I'm
to
not.
Move on. I love the series.
He did his children's
Songs
book too.
Man
did you guys
scene?
See that?
Night Flyers.
Okay.
Ice Dragon.
Okay, moving on.
What we're into.
Well, hello everyone. I'm doing a section that we are tentatively calling "What We're Into."
No, that's what we are calling it.
Oh, that's what we are calling it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we've done it before.
So, yeah, technically, yeah. It's not what we're into; it's what I'm into. So you guys can go take a back seat and smurf.
We're
off.
All into it, you know. In
but
some way.
as it points out, this last year we it was shortly after I had some surgery done, so I was stuck at home for a while. And I found this show on
Netflix
called the Legend of the Seeker. So I figured, what the heck, you know, I can't really go anywhere. I don't really have the energy to get up and move about. So I'll just sit here on the couch and I'll watch this show. It can't, you know, it'll be entertaining. It's done by Sam Raimi, or it's produced by Sam Raimi.
It can't be that bad.
It can't be that bad. I liked Hercules, and I figured it would be in the same
Hercules
vein.
Hercules was amusing.
Yeah, I figured it would be in the same vein as Hercules. I sat down and I started watching it. I became very intrigued. It was a very dark show compared to the other ones that he'd done, and I saw in the beginning episode it said it was based on a series of books called The Sword of Truth by
Terry
Goodkind.
Yeah.
And I think I've read some stuff from Terry Goodkind. In the past,
did
I think.
He do the Sword of
Shannara?
Shannara. Yeah, because I read that series, and that's just as depressing. And I mean, good. It's a good series, but
I sense a theme here that it's depressing.
Yeah,
you don't want to be part of his world.
There's the Sword of Truth series, of course. There's other other things that he's done. Apparently, is not listed here.
I'm pretty sure
Terry Brooks.
Oh,
did
I'm
Sword
thinking
of
Terry Brooks.
Yeah, and Terry Brooks did the Kingdom for Sale Sold series, which
was
really
funny.
Good.
Now that
yeah.
our
but
listeners
still,
have been yelling at the podcast, going,
yeah.
"Oh, it's Terry Brooks!"
Whatever. They're
yeah.
both named Terry,
yeah.
and they both have characters that
you
get
say,
brutally,
if you have something to say about it,
just
treated bad.
Yeah. If you have something that you want to say about that, you know, you could just go to our forums at gamershavenpodcast.com, or better yet, you could even call us at 877-416-1270.
It is not a porn number.
Anyway, you could email me.
You were saying,
and if you're the first one that emails me, you'll get a giant frog.
Giant frog.
Or toad.
Technically, it's a toad. It's got warts, for crying out loud. And it's land-based.
Whatever. Anyway.
But anyways, so I watched the show. I really enjoyed the show. It was very dark for Sam Raimi. So I saw the book, and I was like, what the heck? I got some money for Christmas. I'll go out and I'll buy the first five. There's 10 books in the series, and apparently the series is done now. Apparently. I don't know. I haven't read all of them. I'm on the second book. I've read the...
Oh, my God. A fantasy series that's done?
Yeah.
They occasionally do that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But I started reading the first book, which is called A Wizard's First Rule.
Right.
And I really liked the TV series. There was a couple things that were massively different, of course. The way the characters met was massively different, and that's understandable. Zed is awesome in the show, and he is incredibly awesome in the books. Zed is a badass. Yeah, Zed's like, oh, you're gonna do that? No, you're not. You don't remember how to do that.
I like him in the show better, but yeah.
I like the actor. I like the actor who plays him. The actor that plays him is really cool.
He flings fireballs. Well, streams of fire.
Yes, wizard's fire, yeah.
Like, he's not one of those wizards who's like, I'm not going to do anything, even though I'm a wizard and can do all this cool stuff. No, he's like...
He's like, hey,
I'm on you!
Yeah. Or the one where he did the shockwave with the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, he's using a mirror to disguise himself, and he turns off the disguise, and he's in the group of all these Daharan soldiers, the bad guys, and you just see the close-up on the guys up in the front, and in the background you can see them. Suddenly all the soldiers just go, boom! Fly everywhere.
This is definitely a show I need to see.
The weird thing is they don't really touch about it in the TV series, but in the books there's this additive and subtractive magic. Magic's of the Keeper, which is the devil.
Because there's the Seeker and the Keeper.
Yeah. There's the Keeper, and then there's who's the god in the series.
I don't remember. Darth Maul is the Darth Maul.
Dark and Raw.
Yes, Darth and Maul. Darth Maul got cut in half, and which half of him is
Darth Maul would do well. No, he wouldn't. Sith would just totally.
No, because
yeah, the
Mord
Sith
Maul
would just horribly
do well anywhere because he just stands there.
Yeah,
that's true.
But
Goes, hi, I'm really.
I don't
I'm
remember
stand
the
here
other
cut
god.
Me in half.
I can't either.
But
there's the Keeper, and then there's
I'm hoping, though, not...
I'm reading the book right now, and I can't remember the name of the
god. I'm hoping not everybody goes to the Keeper's realm when they die, because that's lame and sucky.
Actually, everybody does go to the Keeper's realm when they die, but the dependencies is how they were in life depends on where they go. Most of them end up in their own little sealed area, surrounded by a veil that they can't get through. They don't know anybody else is there. They're there by themselves. Which is talked about in the second book when one of the characters comes
depressing.
Back. Yeah.
Sounds like Ghost Walk.
Yeah. But
except not stupid.
Poor Ghost
bad,
Walk.
Bad.
Yeah.
But there's the two guys. There's Keeper, and then there's the good god.
This is the afterlife?
Yeah, this sucks.
We get to wait in line.
I won't starve. I have to eat in the afterlife?
This sucks.
And the gods are far away.
Smurf.
The gods, then.
Better mark that.
I've been a holy priest my whole life, and I get to stick in this freaking afterlife on an island.
Yay! But anyways, it's not really talked about in the TV series yet, as far as I know. I'm only on episode, I think, 9 of the second season. But there's additive and subtractive magic, and they go into it in fairly good detail in the first book, and they really emphasize it in the second book. And subtractive magic is of the Keeper, the bad god. And then additive magic is of the good god, and all the mages are taught the good god magic because the bad god, you know, uses the magic's power to break the veil so he can take over the world and destroy it, blah, 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 so on and so forth.
But the good god's magic can still kill you.
Yes, because it's
with
additive magic.
Fire.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the one of the things they never talked about in the TV series, which I thought was really interesting, is there's a type of fire called the wizard's life fire,
mm-hmm.
which is, as the wizard dies, he puts his own life energy into the fire, and it is almost impossible to stop. It will kill pretty much anyone.
Yeah,
and
that's actually
which is really cool, the whole idea that if the person's going to die that's a wizard, they put their own essence into the end of their magic to make it unstoppable.
What was the big spell he cast? He cast a big spell to make everybody forget.
Oh, he cast a web.
It was
a memory web.
The Wizard's Web. That was the coolest spell for me because it affected everybody
in the world. Everybody in the world could not remember who he was, what the name of the first wizard. Well, Zed knew. Oh. Zed was the only one that knew, but no one else in the world knew who Zed was, that he was a wizard of the First Order, and that he had put up the borders between what are they called? I just called them the borders.
See, we don't fact check anything. Yeah. If we don't know it, we just make it up.
It's just a stream of consciousness. But there was the borders, which was like a gateway between the afterworld and the normal world, and the keeper sent
the
nasty things.
Just the two worlds.
Yeah. There's the old world and the new world.
Right.
And they just got to the old world in the book I'm in, because
in the TV
Seeker,
show, they get there pretty quick.
Yeah, episode 9. Yeah. I mean, they pop them into the old world real quick. But the one thing that they don't really touch on very much in the TV series is the fact that the keeper, or the Seeker, Richard Rawl, is... not really a nice person.
No.
He's a dick.
Well, especially, have you gotten as far where the Mord Sith has...
Yes, that was in the end of the first book.
Oh, God.
That was the most horrifying thing I've ever read.
She teaches him, and then he teaches her.
Yeah.
All right, we should leave it at that.
That was the thing that bothered me the most in the book, was I watched the TV series, and the torturing of Richard in the TV series was very brutal for a TV show. I mean, she kills him. Torturing him in the TV series, and then brings him back to life.
Fun.
Just horrible, nasty torture with
Sounds
this
like
thing.
It's like a Saturday night to me.
But the book is even worse.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, ungodly. And it goes on for like 150 pages.
We need to wrap it up.
I'm sorry. But
it's okay.
My problem is the main characters...
Start that music.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll play you off the stage.
Yeah. The main characters, Zed is still cool. Kaelin's still sweet, but... Richard is absolutely horrible. By the end of the first book, with the way he acts towards people and the way he thinks and stuff, I was actually rooting for Darkin Rawl to win.
Yeah.
And that's really sad to say. The way the characters are designed, it's like half of the major female characters can't do a single thing without a good, strong man standing beside them, telling them what to do. And I just go, no, I don't really care for that. But aside from that, the world is cool. The story premise is cool. And there's at least two characters that are interesting enough to read about. And what's his name? He only pops up Chase. He pops up occasionally. Chase, the border guard.
Oh, yeah.
And
the
little girl, Rachel. Those two characters are very interesting characters.
And if you forget if you confuse the last names, you can combine the two series that are completely separate.
Yes, Terry Brooks and Terry Goodkind.
Yay.
But yeah.
One has yellow gnomes.
It's...
They're vicious little bastards.
Yeah. But I do like the way they're written. I'm not certain I'm going to buy anymore. I bought the first five, and that's probably as far as I'm going to go, because already he's gotten to the point where he just brutalizes the main characters to the point where you just go, okay, this guy's got a vendetta against his own creations. Why is he doing this? I mean, there's allusions that he's going to have Kaelin get her head chopped off by the end of the second book.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Again, sounds like Saturday night.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well,
check it out if you like. Otherwise, check out the TV series. The TV series is cool.
Yeah, the TV series is it's a lot safer.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Anyway, we'll be back after this. You may have heard Keep on the Shadowfell before, but you've never heard it like this. From the gaming group that brought you The Wizards College, join them as they delve into 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, some of them for the first time. The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
are back, and we have some random encounters that we're going to have in addition to our, you know, normal,
you know, randomness.
Randomness that we like. Let's see. I wanted to mention in the last episode, Jeremy talked about RPG Now and the Haiti Relief.
Right.
They officially raised $178,900 for Doctors Without Borders.
Awesome.
And they are planning on doing another fundraiser soon for some companies that were interested in joining it but got in too late. And the name they dropped, from what I understood, was White Wolf. So. So we'll see what else happens. Keep your eyes open to rpgnow.com.
Not to mention, you can just give to Doctors Without Borders because you'll know where your money's going.
Then. Yes, yes. But you know, RPG Now. I know Sean Fannin out there, and he's a pretty good. He's an honest guy. So
I honestly would.
But they raised $178,000, almost $179,000.
Yeah,
which
I would
is
prefer to donate to Doctors Without Borders more than any other donations that were going to Haiti, because
the
Doctors Without Borders actually go there and use the money to do stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of those other donations.
It does go towards their facilities and, you know, I mean, their supplies and all that. But it is a really good charity.
Yeah, but the thing was, a lot of the other donations went directly to the people. And what happened was, is it got all caught up in the political messes down there, and half the money went right into the pockets
of
the people.
Well, also, you can see it. I mean, it's
Doctors, no, Doctors Without Borders is good, and so keep your eyes open. RPG Now for you know, so their next round. But $178,000 is really cool, really good number. So
yeah, that is really awesome. Congratulations.
We got an email from Joe McJoe.
Joe McJoe.
To Jeremy, in fact,
to me.
Said he thought that Jeremy would like to know that LEGO is planning an MMO.
Yep, I know that.
You already knew that.
No details have been released, but think of all the cool things could be down
I
with a LEGO game like that.
I signed up for the beta.
I did too.
But they haven't gotten back to me yet.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything back
yet. We need to make sure
that
they know we're not a podcast, that you're not affiliated with the podcast at all.
They didn't ask that.
Okay.
They didn't ask if we were affiliated with any
sort of
news.
All they asked was...
You'll still probably have to sign an NDA.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I won't say a damn thing if I get to play.
We'll be too busy playing.
I won't say anything. I'll be like, LEGO? They don't have anything.
There's LEGO,
nothing's going on with them.
I've never even heard of them. And I'll be like, yeah, it's awesome.
Did you see that they're doing a LEGO Harry Potter game?
No.
Yeah, they're doing a LEGO Harry Potter game. It actually looks pretty cool.
I've got some more on LEGO here in a second here, but we got an email from John Haremza. John Haremza.
Has he ever emailed us before?
This is
I believe
person.
So, yes. No. Mm-hmm. I think Haremza.
I've never heard that name.
He is a Haremza. Yes. Anyway, said, I hope this email finds you and your intrepid band of adventurers well.
For the most part.
I went over the site today and found that it was gone. I checked out the Facebook page, didn't see anything there, so I thought I'd drop you an email. Hope everything's okay. Really enjoy listening to you guys play games.
We were killed by lizard people.
Yes.
And replaced with
as we explained, we moved to a new site. So if you are getting this and you are somehow getting this surreptitiously and have not hit the site yet, it is now at gamershavenpodcast.com. I did post some stuff up on Facebook about it, so just to let people know what was up. Got an email sort of on the same lines. Our new Chef Gibbs himself, Noah Gibbs, said, love your podcast, especially the actual play. Just wondering if you're having problems with the site as some pages weren't working and I can't seem to download any of the casts off of iTunes. Keep up the awesome job listening to your gaming sessions. Keep me going during my overnight work hours.
Yeah, do you want to explain to him the fiasco that is iTunes?
And apparently he is a bread baker. Bread
awesome.
Baker Noah Gibbs. So,
sweet.
Yeah, we like bread.
Send us bread.
Cool. Yeah, let us know where you make bread.
Well, actually, I'm not going to take random food from
Well,
people.
No, if it's somewhere nearby, I'll go down and buy some bread.
That
do,
I would
do post on the forums, Noah, and let us know where you're out of. So, anyway.
I like fresh bread.
Yes. When we moved over to the new site, a few things occurred. Some people might not know, but we have RSS feeds for actually each of our actual play games separately, and I use a program called Yahoo Pipes to pipe all that stuff into one feed for the people who want everything. And that, in turn, was going to FeedBurner, but it turns out FeedBurner then decided to choke on that feed because it got too big. So we I've taken FeedBurner out of the loop, at least on that one. But anyway, the iTunes issue was the feed for the regular show in iTunes was actually linked to the feed on our old server at CanadianCrusaders.com. And I'm not able to actually go in and do their way to fix a, to fix your URL is to put a specific tag in your feed and then tell your server, like program, go to your admin panel on the server to program it to do a 301 redirect instead of just being able to go into your damn feed account and hit Control V and paste in the new bloody address. Seems rather counterintuitive and outright stupid to me, but, you know...
I wonder if it's an Objective-C
issue. Who am I? Whatever. So I did what I could, but problem is the server is sort of in flux right now. The Canadian Crusaders is in flux going over to our new host, and when it gets there, it's just going to be a park domain, which means it's just going to redirect straight to our other site. So at which point the old feed will not be on the server anymore. It will be on our, obviously, new feed. So I emailed them about it, and they sent me an email that same day saying, well, we need to escalate this up the line, blah, blah, blah. And then I got an email from someone else saying this has been escalated. Then I got an email from someone else saying, hi, it's been escalated to me. We're working on your problem, and that was 3 days ago. As of this recording.
And not a damn thing has been heard since.
Yeah, so what I basically did today was I submitted a new Gamers Haven feed with our new address on it in iTunes. So we have a double listing. If they ever fix the other one, they fix the other one. If they don't, well, they're bastards. So,
which pretty much sums up Apple in a...
If you want the full story, go look at my blog on GamersHavenPodcast.com. And, you know, basically look on there and you can see my sordid tale about how much they annoy the hell out of me. I've got a few little news bits I want to talk about. For us Supernatural fans, the CW has done an early pickup for next season of Supernatural. However, I did find out that show creator Ed Kripke and his co-conspirator are leaving the show at the end of this season, so... That sort of makes me worry a bit as to what they're going to do with that.
Oh, my God.
So.
The name of the good God, the Creator.
Oh, well, there
Son
you
of
go.
A... I just... Re-
it was, the name of the good God was Eric Kripke.
Yes. for the Terry Goodkind books.
Also, anyone who sort of keeps up on the news know about the giant window that they put up into the International Space Station, and they released a picture of it, and I'm going to show it to my colleagues here. And to ask them if that reminds them of any sort of a specific window from a science fiction movie that we all know and love. Does it need to have a big chair and an old man sitting in front of it, cackling and going, you want this, damn you.
Your hand was in the way.
There you go.
Oh, even better. Oh, I'm afraid that the shields will be quite operational.
Yeah, so anyone who looks at that window, I'll post a picture of it on the blog. I really think it's just the precursor to the Death Star, because I just think they need to insert the Emperor in front of it, and it'll be done.
Use your force. Strike me down.
Somebody could probably
with your hate.
Edit that in.
Yeah. I mean, I might do that myself. I don't know. I just think it's funny.
Really? That was really cool.
Give him a white.
This is entirely for Jeremy. Because Jeremy knows about the Lego board games. Mm-hmm. Now, thus far, have only been available in Europe.
Yes, it's sad.
They are coming to the U.S.
That is cool.
Having successfully launched the series of board games in Germany and the U.K. in 2009, Lego is bringing its unique brand of constructible board games to the U.S. this summer.
That
the Danish toy
ass.
Maker, which currently holds about 4% of the U.S. market, announced at Toy Fair that they released 10 board games in the United States in 2010.
Oh, did you guys hear only also 4%? About the hovercraft Millennium Falcon?
Yes.
It's coming out for $50.
Yes, I heard about that.
It's the Millennium Falcon outer shell, but the entire middle is cut out, and it's got helicopter now, blades in it, and it flies.
Just so you know, Jeremy, this is what they've released thus far. In one of the games, Ramsay's Pyramid, you construct a pyramid complete with buried treasure at its core. You collect crystals, which allow your mini Lego characters to.
My cat just dragged this into the kit into the
excellent
the recording room. Yeah, Aquion bottom feeder food tablets for my
the
fish.
The Minotaurs game. Oh, there's the pirate plank is coming out, and they are also doing a licensed Hogwarts board game.
Yeah.
For Harry Potter. So obviously this stuff is all meant for kids, but Jeremy's gonna buy it anyway. So.
The craziest thing about this food. This bag of food, fish food, that he was chewing on the floor in the kitchen,
He brought all the way up from the basement.
Nice.
From
that's
on top
determination
of
that cat.
I'm wondering if Lego would send us at least one copy to review for them.
We can email them, but I wouldn't hold your breath.
I
be like,
won't.
Gamers who? What?
But.
Aren't you guys devil worshippers or something?
No,
I
play
like,
with Legos.
Yes, but not. Oh.
I've purchased so many Legos from them.
All right.
Well, that's cool. So, summer?
Yes, so summer. Once Nathan gets back here, we do have a voicemail that I will play here right now, in fact.
Greetings. This is Jim Ryan of the Great Debate RPG Podcast. I was just going to send you guys another email, but then I remembered your recent offer of a giant frog and could not resist calling and taking a shot at that, because let's be honest, who would not want an official Gamers Haven giant frog, I ask you? But that said, I will now demonstrate the follies of trying to talk without having a script in front of me. Let's see, just wanted to talk about a couple of things that you have mentioned on your show recently. Sometime relatively recently, I think it was, if I recall correctly, you guys were trying to remember where the 3d6 luck roll came from, that particular mechanic, and I think it comes from Champions, if I'm not mistaken. I seem to remember playing Champions back when I was a young lad, way back in the Cretaceous era, and that was the first time I had ever seen that as part of the rules of a game, so I think that's probably where that comes from. I could be wrong, but I believe that is the source for that. You guys recently did a show on LARPing, and I must say that I have been LARPing for several years now, since I think sometime in 99, and it's been basically the World of Darkness stuff, you know, Vampire Mage and so forth. And I have to say, you hit the nail right on the head when you said that it matters mostly what group you end up with. That is the biggest factor in determining whether you're going to have a good time. Now, I think that's the case pretty much whether you're in LARP or tabletop, but it is rather important in LARP, given that you have usually more people. And so I have been lucky enough, where I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, to find a good group of people. There's not too much drama. There's always a little drama, but thankfully not nearly as much with this group as I've had with previous groups. So we have a pretty good time with it. We play Vampire and Mage and all that. And we've actually had a pretty good time. We do the salon-style LARPs, where we're just drawing cards. We don't play paper, rock, scissors these days. We just sort of draw cards, and when we're trying to resolve conflicts and such. And it's pretty fun. It is not for everyone, however, as you also correctly pointed out, because there are very long pauses. There are points where it's often you're more sort of at a party playing a character and just having to stay in character during the sort of party-type thing environment rather than actually running around and doing things because, you know, sometimes there's only one or two GMs and there are, you know, 30 or 40 people, so it depends. So in a LARP, you do sometimes have to make your own fun. But it is, again, not for everyone, but I like it. Let's see. Also, the recent WotC PDF controversy. Now, that is very interesting because I know a few people who have told me that a lot of the PDFs that were coming out prior to WotC's ban on the PDFs were actually, how do I put this, like factory copies, actually pre-print PDFs as though they had come directly from the company. Apparently they said looking at them you could see sort of the design marks of the way the book was supposed to be laid out typed up on some of them. Now, I don't know the validity of all this, but if that is the case, it occurs to me that there might have been a little bit more going on in this whole thing than WotC was initially saying. It's possible they were trying to quash some sort of rebellion from within or whatnot. And so if that's the case, then I can kind of understand a little bit of what they were doing, although, again, it was a gross overreaction. I remember actually once talking to Sean Fannin of RPG Now, and him saying that they had pretty much missed the boat, and I agreed with him when they went off PDFs altogether. I think originally you were supposed to be able to get a PDF copy of any book you were going to get in 4th edition back before they started coming out. I think they made an announcement saying they were considering doing something like that, but unfortunately they went the other way, so we'll just have to wait for the inevitable to happen. An image of horses and barn doors comes to mind there, but, you know, that's how it goes. Well, folks, I think I've talked your ears off for long enough. Awesome show, as always. Take care. Talk to you later.
No, no, Jeremy, I don't think he was hanging out in the bathroom while he was making
Man, that
call.
Was one hellaciously long.
He was hanging out in the bathroom.
Well, he's a podcaster. He's long-winded.
Yeah, very like verbose. Us, but the know, nice thing is there was verbose. A lot of information there.
But hey, he was the first person to use our new voicemail line, and so he's getting a giant frog.
Toad! It's a toad!
Hey, whatever. He can call it whatever he wants.
Yeah, so Jim, send me an email, ethan@gamershaven.com, or join our forums, post on our forums, and we'll get in touch, and I'll get you your giant frog. And you can, you know, take a picture of yourself with it, and I can taunt Jeremy with it, well, because he doesn't have one yet.
Are you going to write on the bottom, it's a Gamers Haven frog?
Hey, that's an idea. Create I might a put a Gamers Haven sticker on there somewhere.
The sticker, or, you know, just use your little label maker.
Uh-huh, that's true. Gamers Haven frog. Genuine.
Genuine.
But thank you so much for the, for the voicemail. We want more voicemails, even if it's just from you. Really, we don't care. We get lots of voicemails.
Just don't call from the bathroom.
Yeah, don't call from the bathroom.
Or if you do, don't flush and or wash your hands.
Ew.
We have seen some of those
WOTC PDFs with the crop marks and stuff like that. So I mean, that would make some sense if it was coming out of someone in the actual distribution line or someone in the actual production line that I could understand them being a bit pissy about that. I still think they completely overreacted about it, but and we're now almost a year out from that whole business, and they still don't have an electronic medium. Although I think it is amusing that everything they release on D&D Insider is also PDF. They're pretty much giving away the farm on that anyway. So giving away so much content. But that was such a long one. I don't remember what was at the beginning. Really, stuff, I suppose. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for giving us a call. Thank you for your input on the LARPing. If anyone else has input on the LARPing, give us a call. As usual, everyone can, you know, call our awesome voicemail line at 877-416-1270. That's toll free. Toll free. Doesn't cost you a darn thing. 877-416-1270.
You sound like one of those NPR people trying to raise money.
I do. You know what I just said? 877-416-1270. That's right. That's a number.
If you dial it.
If you call in the next 30 minutes after listening to this podcast,
you'll get a free membership.
To the Gamers Haven as long as you post on our forums and ask us to sponsor you.
Right. You still have to do some of the work.
Yes. Because we're lazy Americans. Yeah. And also, people, if you go and post on the forums, drop us an email, let us know where you're from. We sort of want to get an idea of where all of our listeners are. So.
We're creating a giant map.
Yeah. With big we have one of those giant maps, like in the Bond movies, with big, big push pins.
Yes.
That we go, we have minions here. That'd be awesome. We need to work on that.
On the minion map.
Okay, we know what to do with that one wall in your gaming room
right,
now.
It's just a minion map.
The map. A world map, and we just go minion, minion, minion. We need to have minion pins. Yes,
pins. Excellent. Or stamps.
Minion pins.
Minion stamps.
It's at least something I could post on the website. A big minion stamp. That'd be awesome. So yeah, let us know where you're calling from. Let us know where you are listening from. Drop us a line obviously, on our website at gamershavenpodcast.com. Come to our forums, please.
Donate money.
Donate money. Well, you know, I'm not going to beg for money.
No, it's not begging.
That's true.
But you should donate money.
You should donate money. But you could also call our voicemail line. What was the number? Oh, I forget. Oh, no, I don't. It was 877-416-1270.
See, this is why I'm not going to remember the number, because he's going to keep saying it, and I'm going to keep forgetting it.
Exactly.
It's on the website.
It is on the website. It's prominently displayed on the website at the very bottom.
Yes, and remember,
I think he gets like a dollar every time somebody calls.
No, it cost me $2 a month just to keep the line going.
So, there we go. You need to call that number.
Call that number.
It's costing
right now, Jim, that call was a $2 phone call for me. So you best make good use out of that. I still want to know if your brother is Jack Ryan from the books, you know, from the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, so...
Jack Ryan from the
Tom Clancy
novels.
If so, dude, come on.
Don't send him our way.
That would kind of suck.
And remember, the first person who sends an email to me...
Yes, first person to send an email to Nathan at gamershavenpodcast.com will get a free giant frog.
Yep, and I have not received an email yet.
No, because nobody likes us. Nobody likes talking to us. Apparently we're just too mean, too cruel. People run crying when they hear us.
Yeah. You know who would be great to get an interview with? We could get an interview with? Simon Pegg.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome, but I wouldn't hold your breath. But
yeah, I know he's awful busy, but
I know. Anyway, that is our show for the day, our show for the evening. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time.
Later.
Adios.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.